John Irving made his name as a novelist with books like The World According to Garp, The Cider House Rules, and A Prayer for Owen Meany. His newest book is called Last Night on Twisted River. It follows a character over the course of 50 years, that character and his father. The character's both a fugitive and a writer like Irving himself. And John's here with us today to talk about the new novel and what about it makes for good characters and what drives his work. First of all, John, thanks so much for coming in. And I know that in your book you complained about people from the media like myself asking you about your connection to your work, your personal connection. But I still have to ask, what parts of the stories don't come from your personal experiences at all, but they come purely out of your imagination?
Well, this is the third novel where a main character is a writer. That was true in The World According to Garp. It was true in A Widow for 1 Year. But to be fair, I beg the autobiographical question in this novel because I have given to the character of Danny, as faithfully as I can, what my actual process as a writer is. What I haven't given to Danny is my life. Danny's life is not what's happened to me, but everything I fear happening to me. Danny's life is not about things that have happened to me, but things I hope never happen to me. And I would argue in the autobiographical realm that when a writer writes obsessively as I do, not about what has happened to him, but what he most fears happening to himself or to people he loves, I would say that that is more truthfully or tellingly emotionally autobiographical than those easy-to-identify landmarks, which are the facts of my life that match up to the facts of Danny's life.
I read where you talked about this novel and you said that it was at heart a novel about appreciating the people in our lives before we lose them. And there's certainly this book is full of loss. I mean, there's a death on the first page, and people lose people in all different ways, sometimes just by losing touch. I know at one point one of the characters says, I can't believe I look back and it's been 7 years since I talked to this person. So sometimes it's not death, but other ways that people lose touch. And I'm wondering, why that particular theme? What made that such an important thing that you wrote a whole book about the ways that people deal with losing the important people in their lives?
Well, it's a fugitive story. It's about a father and his 12-year-old son who, because of a violent act, are fleeing, running for their lives for 50 years. And so this boy from the age of 12 is afraid he's going to lose his father. He will. When his only child is born, he fears for all the terrible things that might happen to a child, as any parent with an imagination does. Everything Danny is afraid of comes true. There's no secret in this novel about what's going to happen. The secret is how long do they have before the cowboy catches up to them, and when's he going to catch up to them, and where.
And exactly how the guillotine will fall.
Exactly how, yeah.
You know, and it also struck me, because this book felt so much like a legacy book, like this is the result of John Irving's experience in relationships, it struck me that there aren't any successful, long-lasting, loving relationships. Nobody in here seems to be happily married with a relationship that lasts through the obstacles of time and life. Why is that?
Well, I don't know that happily married is such an interesting story. I'm happily married, but I can't imagine writing a novel about it, or I can't imagine there'd be many people interested in that story. Unhappiness, loneliness, being deprived of something, losing something, these are much more compelling stories.
But there is this very eloquent message to appreciate your beloved one while you have them, to give the time to those that you love while they're still in your presence and not to worry about the future. Because to a certain extent, Danny and his father are crippled by the fact that they're always worried. They're always in fear. And I'm wondering if you, John Irving, the person, not John Irving, the writer, have learned that lesson, the one that you seem to be teaching in this novel.
Well, it's one thing to be able to give other people advice, but it's quite a different matter to be able to take it yourself. You know, the imagination, unfortunately, isn't a faucet. I've often thought that I would be more content and less anxious as a father if when I left my office at the end of the day, I could somehow leave my imagination under the desk with whatever I was writing. But, you know, it doesn't work that way. Maybe one of the reasons I'm such a workaholic as a writer, one of the reasons that I love to work 8 or 9 hours a day, 7 days a week, is that I feel relatively safe when I'm visiting the horrors and perversities of my imagination on my characters. But when I leave my office, I have nothing to do but obsess about, is the dog all right? Or is this or that of my children all right? No, I can't take my own advice. That's probably why I keep giving it.
Well, it's a really enjoyable book. Thank you so much, John Irving. New book is called Last Night in Twisted River.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.